You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Got the fizz.
Still love that fizz.
I think we should point out that this music by Electric Octopus is from an album called Driving Under the Influence of Jams.
I also really enjoy the subtle Lou Reed reference and what they're playing.
There's heaps of, it's a great, it's a massive jam band. Most of the songs, as you can see here, are about, averaging about 25 minutes long.
37 so. Minutes and 5 seconds.
It's a pretty long album, 33 actually.
33 minutes and 55 seconds.
By all accounts, this album is 2 days long.
So it's like Fish for people who want to really chill.
It's just like... Bully.
Now, Gwilym Breeze from Hancock's. We're in the midst of dry July.
Dry-ish July.
Dry-ish July.
Damp July, moist July, whatever you're doing.
I'm calling it high July.
You can... Hey, man, it's you can do whatever you want to do in July. We're not here to preach. There We're just go. Here to give you an alternative with Liars.
There you go.
Now Liars available basically everywhere.
Yeah, anywhere, everywhere.
Countdown. They can buy it at the supermarket.
Yeah, you can buy it at the supermarket. You can buy it in a liquor store. Shit, you can buy it online.
Is there a special non-alcoholic section in a liquor store?
No, it's kind of like a weird situation, and it varies from supermarket to supermarket. Like, you go to Countdown Ponsonby, it's in with the fruit and veg.
What?
Like at the end, you know where that weird like... Like, oh, making a platter section.
Healthy.
It's like by the, oh, we're making a platter section between the produce and the bakery.
I guess you can put it anywhere you want, because it doesn't have to be locked away in that little other area.
The special area.
The naughty area.
Now, what the heck? What sort of lies
have
you brought in this
evening?
Whoa,
John.
Heck.
Oh.
Heck.
Pump the fucking brakes, man.
Can you swear properly at least?
What the hell?
So today we're kicking it classic cocktail style. So we've got this thing called American Malt, which is basically non-alcoholic bourbon.
Getting a nod.
It's a real grunter.
Do you know what? I was just about to say it smells like grunty bourbon.
It smells like grunty bourbon.
Okay, I'm going to try for another word. It smells like straight up bourbon.
Yeah.
Buzzy.
Cool, eh?
Yeah, it was really cool.
Just take a hint out of the bottle.
Can I have a little? Yeah,
have a hit.
Don't put your lips on there, mate.
I didn't use my lips. You'll know when I use my lips. Yeah, it's got all the vibe about it.
Even got that little bit of hot hit in the back, eh?
Gwilym, do you have any new bottles?
What's going on there?
That's fine.
What is this sorcery, by the way?
What, the little burn in the back?
How's it doing these things?
Remember that weird thing I talked about two weeks ago? That chili situation, that capsaicin and stuff?
What else? What's this?
So what we have here is a non-alcoholic red vermouth, essentially.
Oh, yeah. So did we have this last week? We had the white vermouth last week.
So this is going to be, we're going to be making a Manhattan.
Strong raisin notes, actually, in that bourbon.
Yeah.
I don't want to call it fake bourbon. That's not right, is it?
And that non-alcoholic spirit.
It's such an early... zone for me, this non-alcoholic spirit thing, where I'm just trying to figure out what to call people, you know?
Mate, I know exactly how you're feeling. The nomenclature is brutal.
It is what it is. You just got to adapt.
Don't drink out of it, mate!
Sorry, did you cap that?
Oh, shit, I turned my head for a second and you're drinking out of the bowl again.
That's kind of like the Campari type one.
No, that's not the Campari. This is like the more chill. Like, it's not quite Campari, but it's like a red vermouth.
Okay, there you go.
This is COVID era, mate. Seriously.
It's fine. We can scull some hand sanitizer later. It'll be all good.
Has anybody had the COVID test? Do you get to keep the thing that they poke into your nose? That would be a kind of cool souvenir, right? In 20 years, people are going to be like, yo, good.
No,
check this out
really
from the COVID
painful.
Times.
It's really painful.
Yeah, it's long as hell, right?
Like,
you don't get to keep it?
You don't get to keep it.
Oh, that's annoying.
Like, you feel like you would. It's a single-use item.
I'd love a COVID test. Just to, like, do they come in like a little bag?
I just think that someone needs to put one in a time capsule.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
With your mixtape and your COVID test.
Well, I just really enjoy how there's all these COVID like remixes and stuff coming out.
That's annoying.
You know, ooh, COVID remixes.
Now, Gwilym, you've got a large beaker on.
Yeah,
the
we're gonna make a stirred drink today. We're not gonna shake it. It's gonna be quite quiet though, which is I know it's frustrating for the listeners who like a bit of Foley.
You're making noises.
Yeah, we exist. There we go. No. We exist. It's not at all like a weird other thing. So basically the whole thing with Liars is you're going to make it like you'd make a normal drink. So we're going to chuck in here 45 mils per drink of the lovely, delicious Liars American Malt.
Do you take phone calls during Cocktail Corner, Gwilym?
I do.
G'day.
Welcome to Cocktail Corner.
If you put your virus nose thing into a time capsule, it would release the virus again in 20 years.
But what if you didn't have the virus?
The virus dies.
If you didn't have the virus, you'd be sweet.
No, I guess what I'm saying is like an unused... An unused testing kit would be cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just like a stunt double.
I'm just gonna fade you out, caller. It's all good. No offense.
Caller, just quickly while you're getting faded out, have you ever made a time capsule?
Yes.
What was in it?
A note, I think.
What?
Like was it a $20 note? Self-love or?
Hey. I mean, just said, don't be such a dick when you're older.
Fair dinkum. Fair dinkum.
I don't know what to say now.
Dang good you. Beep there, good beep
okay,
there.
So
45 mils.
Didn't read the note properly.
45 mils of the American Spirit. Now we're going to put in 15 mils per drink of some of this lovely Ross over Mouth.
You're making a cocktail without alcohol right now.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's still mixology though.
It's crazy times, man. It's crazy times.
It's still just flavors.
So what we're going to do now, we're going to get a little bit naughty. Like I said, we aren't going to go completely dry this July. We're going to put some bitters in here. And bitters is alcoholic. So we're going to put in like...
God. Okay.
Quite a bit.
100 dashes?
Like a whole bottle. But no, really, you're just looking for like 2 to 3 dashes. That was about 7.
You're making... It's gone pink.
I want it to be pink.
Yo.
So because it's non-alcoholic, we're just trying to chill it. We're not trying to dilute it too much. We're just going to give it a quick little spin there.
Hey, everybody. If you do want a Liars non-alcoholic cocktail, we will be down at Drive Island from 4 to 7 p.m. tomorrow down there at Ella Melville. And Gwilym will be making cocktails. So come and taste the Liars if you want to know what this has all been all about.
Not to mention Guardian singles are totally rad and Roy Irwin. Mm. Like, whew.
Basically.
It's a great lineup. It's the first one back as well.
I'm feeling excited about that.
We're really pumped. Don't worry about that, mate.
So now we're going to pour that into your favourite cocktail glass. So I've got a couple of teeny glasses here, and I've got a teeny, teeny glass here.
Chill, teeny. Looks good. It's a wonderful amber.
That little glass is kind of cool.
And then real simply, we're just going to finish this off just with a little... twist and a drop of a little orange zest going in here.
Man. Like
it's pretty simple. Like it's, you know, you can knock this out at home in your average Tupperware with a teaspoon.
Okay, John's just gonna have both of them, mate. No, you're gonna. Like, thanks for sharing, buddy. Appreciate it.
We can even get a three-way cheers on this one. Oh, that was nice.
That was a hacky. That was disgusting, all this.
Smells great.
Someone always needs to be talking while someone's sipping, guys. We're not supposed to synchronize in the sip.
It's good.
It's good, mate.
Yeah.
It tastes like a Manhattan, right?
Do you know what I'd do? I'd chuck a teaspoon of sugar in there as well.
Can if you want.
Is that weird?
No, bro, you do what you want to do. Like, it's the great thing about all of these are they do have less sugar
yeah.
in there.
Yeah, you can taste that it's thin, you know what I mean?
It's drier.
And I'm a big fat fatty fatty. I like my sugar.
Right. Pretty to the converted here, baby. But yeah, you're getting that complexity, that depth.
Yeah, that's the word. It does have, like, the notes are there. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, you wouldn't be disappointed if you paid $12 for this in a
mm-hmm,
bar.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually thinking the new is alcohol drink, non-alcohol drink.
I've been doing that lately, and my feelings the next morning... are pretty good.
Yeah, exactly.
And my feelings that during the night are still pretty good.
But you got to shake that. You got to shake that binge culture out of New Zealand. It's hard to do, but
it's not how we're drinking.
It's when we're drinking.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around.
Stop, drop, and roll. What?
And the lights go out.
Slip, slop, slam.
Hey, I'm just really enjoying the Mareko reference. Love the bro, yeah. Mareko.
Apparently, he gets a lot of credit among the rappers in New Zealand as being one of the best rappers.
OG.
Yeah.
Do you know that he also has like a mad barbecue company up in Brisbane now? Like he's like big into barbecued meats.
Oh man, does he have a jingle that he made himself?
I don't know, but I really hope so. This was one of the highlights out of last year's BFM.
Feel free to ring up right now 309-3879 and rap about Mareko having a barbecue company. That's pretty good content.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hang on, the Liars over there is
American malt.
American malt. I'm really getting that on this, which is surprising.
I just really enjoy how all the bottles have this fun little story.
Kind of feels like you're just pointing at stuff and reading stuff.
Like today's one is out here we have a saying, some days you eat the bear, some days the bear eats you, but not me. I'm a vegan.
Oh!
It's vegan friendly.
It's good.
But also there's a picture of a bear you know, dual wielding a couple of pistols, wearing a little cowboy sheriff's hat. Like, it's a bit of a vibe.
Oh, no, our beer. Okay.
Yogi beer.
All right. If you want to treat yourself, this.
Do they have these at bars?
Yeah.
Do they have the stuff at bars?
Like, if you go to Northern Line right now, I'm pretty sure if you ask them for a non-alcoholic Manhattan.
Pat the dog, by the way, first of all.
Bear the dog there is the real MVP.
Oh, my God, you're right. It's called Bear. Holy shit.
Yeah, gotta love Craig. Love the bro, Craig.
It came up here one time.
What?
Yeah, it was legit.
Oh, he's such a good dude. Yeah, such a good dude.
I have a dog in studio, man.
Just dogs. Just dogs full stop. But no, yeah. So you can get it in bars.
Okay, good.
You know? Try it out. I do feel like we don't have the same intensity we have after an alcoholic cocktail with us, but it's a nice chill vibe.
I noticed that last week we went out for a beer after the show, and
John put the brakes on the whole situation and went home. He was like, normally I would kick on.
Yeah, it was one of those situations where, and it was thanks to the non-alcoholic cocktail, I would have been out till 6 in the morning otherwise.
Okay, so he's still got a roof over his head, so we're saving lives with this shit.
Saving lives.
Thank you, liars. Thanks, Quilla.
See you guys.
Thanks, Quilla.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.